We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Telling Sarah the story this morning about how my daughter,
just turned 3 years old,
was going to the bathroom as I was leaving this morning.
That's like early, dude. Like, that's like 3:45, 4.
Yes. She was going to the bathroom. I walked out of my bedroom and the light was on, so I peeked my head in there. I said, "Hey, sweetheart." She said, because she saw that I was dressed, "You going bye-bye, Daddy?" I said, "Yes, baby girl." And she got all whiny and looked at me, was like, "Well, who's going to stay with me?"
Oh.
Like, your mom, like, every single day.
Oh.
So I told Sarah that story, and she was like, "Your daughter goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night?"
Okay, I didn't say it like that.
Well, that's
harshly.
How it sounded to me. But.
Okay, but I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, she gets up and goes in the middle of the night?
She's got a tiny bladder.
That's like old people style.
Both my kids do that.
They get up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Every single night.
I do, too.
Like clockwork to go to the bathroom.
Every night.
Really?
That sounds awful.
Every once in a while, I will wake up in the morning, realize I did not get up to go to the bathroom, and it will be the greatest night ever. Virtually every single night, I have to wake up and go to the bathroom.
That's so weird. So I cannot remember a single time in my childhood that I woke up unless I was sick. And even currently, like, I can go to bed at 10 and not wake up until 10 the next day. And not once will I go to the bathroom. Now, as I get older, on occasion, if I drink a lot of water, I might wake up at, you know, a 7 and have to go do a quick pee. And it's awful. Like, I try to hold it because I hate getting out of a warm bed to go to a cold floor and pee.
But it's not
worst.
A ritual. It's not an everyday
habit.
No,
and I feel so bad that they have to. It's so cold.
So you could sleep for 12 hours straight without ever having once to get up and go pee.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you sleep for 12 hours straight. Good
yeah,
for
sometimes,
you, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. It's the best.
You can tell she doesn't have kids.
Yeah, but I have kids. I have a 4-year-old and almost a 2-year-old, and they go to the bathroom like right before bed.
Yes.
And then they just sleep, and then they wake up and they have to use the potty like it. 7:30 in the morning or like, and then that's it. But like, that's how I do it too. And I can't think of a time
well,
as a kid.
Well, first of all, to be fair, your daughter is 2.
Mm-hmm.
She wears diapers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is your son fully potty trained?
Yeah.
Is he out of
Yeah, he's fully
everything?
Potty trained.
Okay,
but,
so.
But he'll say that right before bed, he's like, "Hey, I need to use the potty."
Okay.
Like
that's good.
He's one of those right before he lays down, he has to use the potty.
Well, we make our kids do that too. It's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go to the bathroom before.
I wonder if you've taught them that. Because to me, my mom's like, "Oh, when you get older, you have to wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom." So to me, it's just an old person thing.
And thank God, though, that they don't have to wake you up to go to the bathroom. Because would be awful.
Well, we used to have to, when we were potty training the kids, we would wake up in the middle of the night, get them, and take them into the bathroom.
There you go.
Taught them the habit. Their bodies are on like, there's nothing wrong
no,
with that.
No, I completely disagree with you because if we didn't do that, then they would pee the bed.
Well, I just hold it at night. Like my body just says,
Yeah, I hold it too. But I have dreams sometimes of like cold and peeing. And then that's when I wake up like, oh my God, I got to pee.
You guys are giving me a complex. Like my kids are freaks because they wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And I'm an old man because I do.
Let me ask you, do you reach over the nightstand before you go to the bathroom and put your dentures in before you go to the bathroom?
Oh my God, you guys. Let's ask Melissa and Leander. Melissa, do you wake up in the middle of the night?
Sometimes I have to pee, but I hold it.
So what's sometimes?
She holds
it. But sometimes, like every night is sometimes, or how? What's sometimes to you?
No, I'm not like a geriatric woman.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.